Narrated, Jabir bin Abdullah, may Allah be pleased with him. There was a Jew in Al-Madinah who used to lend me money up to the season of plucking dates. Jabir had a piece of land which was on the way to Rumah. Once in a year, the land was not promising for the payment of the debts. The Jew came to me at the time of plucking, but gathered nothing from my land. I asked him to give me respite for 1 year, but he refused. This news reached the Prophet, peace be upon him, whereupon he said to his companions, "Let us go and ask the Jew for respite for Jabir." All of them came to me in my garden, and the Prophet, peace be upon him, started speaking to the Jew, but he, the Jew, said, "O Abul Qasim, I will not grant him respite." When the Prophet, peace be upon him, saw the Jew's attitude, he stood up and walked all around the garden and came again and talked to the Jew. But the Jew refused his request. I got up and brought some ripe, fresh dates and put it in front of the Prophet, peace be upon him. He ate and then said to me, "Where is your hut, O Jabir?" I informed him and he said, "Spread out a bed for me in it." I spread out a bed and he entered and slept. When he woke up, I brought some dates to him again and he ate of it and then got up and talked to the Jew again, but the Jew again refused his request. Then the Prophet, peace be upon him, got up for the second time amidst the palm trees loaded with fresh dates and said, "O Jabir, pluck dates to repay your debt." The Jew remained with me while I was plucking the dates till I paid him all his right, yet there remained extra quantity of dates. So I went out and proceeded till I reached the Prophet, peace be upon him, and informed him of the good news, whereupon he said, "I testify that I am the messenger of Allah, peace be upon him."